Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A panel of scientists convened by Governor Snyder says Michigan's standard for protecting drinking water from PFAS chemicals may not be strong enough. The Michigan PFAS Science Advisory Council released its report today, finding people could be sickened by long-term exposure to drinking water with two of the chemicals, PFOA and PFOS, below the federal advisory level of 70 parts per trillion. And that's the standard that Michigan uses. Dr. David Savitz joins us now. He's professor of epidemiology at the Brown University School of Public Health, and he chaired this science advisory panel. And we should remind everyone that these chemicals have been used in thousands of products, including firefighting foam. And there's so much we don't know about these chemicals, largely because there are hundreds of compounds that come under that umbrella of PFAS, right?
There are a number of factors, but that certainly is one of them. Maybe people are familiar with the fact they phased out production of some of the ones that had been used historically, PFOA and PFOS. But there are dozens of others in commercial use and hundreds of others found in the environment. And so we're still struggling with what to make of that and how to address those issues when it is a very wide range of individual chemicals.
What would you say is the conclusion of the report about the health effects from being exposed to PFAS compounds?
Well, I think that's been reviewed by other groups, and I think we were focusing really on the evidence that bears on current policy decisions. And we took a good look at the toxicology, the animal studies, and also the human studies, the epidemiology. And in finding that convergence, we at least expressed the concern that the current recommendation of 70 parts per trillion may not be adequately protective. So I think we tried to quantify that maybe more than some others have tried to do.
And to let everybody just understand, when we talk about that 70 parts per trillion, that's Michigan's current standard. It's the EPA's lifetime health advisory. And that's Michigan's current standard for triggering a groundwater cleanup?
That's correct, and that's being reconsidered. And again, I want to be clear on this. We're not saying that we know that it's a major public health problem. We're not suggesting that there's an immediate public health crisis, but rather we're saying that the evidence does not provide reassurance that it's sufficient. It's a matter of interpreting what is admittedly incomplete, inconclusive data, but we do make our best judgment to call into question whether that's an adequate safety margin.
Certainly the groundwater contamination has gotten a lot of attention. What other ways did you find that we may be exposed to PFAS?
As you said, the contamination of drinking water supplies through the groundwater is still the major source, the one that's best documented. And I think we agreed and concluded that it's the one that calls for the most immediate attention. Another area that is of concern that we're still understanding is the use of biosolids on crops, which, again, plants can take up PFAS if the water source is contaminated, and also that can contaminate the groundwater. And that we know very little about these other pathways in the environment, and that's really a research priority.
And certainly, as I'm looking at the report, the sentence that stands out is there are no known natural environmental processes in water and soil that can completely destroy these chemicals. So we need help in remediation. What's the best advice this report offers?
You know, in terms of remediation, again, it's a technology issue, and we make some specific recommendations for the approaches to be used. But I think if I can give a general statement on that, it's to, first of all, consider the array of options, to consider whether they effectively remove the whole spectrum or just some subset of these chemicals. As we discussed, they are very different in their properties and maybe in their toxicity. And then also that this is, again, a frontier for development of more efficient methods. But I think also something that comes up is that as these chemicals are captured, there is a need to dispose of them in some way that doesn't put them back into the environment, either through incineration or other form of storage, so that we don't take them out of one media and put them in another.
When you think about where the state is now in responding to PFAS contamination, What would you say is the most important thing that is not being done that should be done?
You know, I want to give due credit on what is being done, which is really to come to grips with this issue, to understand where the sources are, to identify contaminated water supplies in a methodical way that few, if any, other states have undertaken. I think probably the biggest issue facing Michigan, and it's facing everyone else, is the development of remediation. Once you identify these contaminated areas, it's really the technology, and I know there's no magic solution, silver bullet here, but there really is, I think, a growing need for technology that can be used in an efficient and effective way to mitigate exposure when we find it from historical contamination.
Governor Snyder requested this report, this independent report that has been released today. So it, in a sense, the torch is being passed on to a new governor, some new lawmakers. What's the message? What do you hope they take away from this report?
I think the message is that as the information and knowledge is evolving, we do have a body of scientific evidence that is helpful, should be helpful in informing the right policy, setting the right policy, the optimal policy, and that I would hope they would continue the seeking out of scientific evidence as an important part of the input in reaching these policy decisions, which ultimately, of course, also need to account for the political concerns, the financial issues, the other priorities. But I think that this drawing on the scientific evidence, it's not over with this report. It needs to be an ongoing process and really, I think, applicable to so many other areas where it's been underutilized in the past.
There does seem to be efforts in the lame duck legislature to take actions that perhaps might weaken Michigan's response and weaken standards. As you watch this happening, how concerned are you?
Again, I think that there are reasons for concern with adverse health effects, even at the 70 parts per trillion level. And of course, at higher levels, those concerns become greater. And I use the word concern. It's not panic. It's not a public health crisis, but there is a legitimate concern. It's really a judgment of the margin of safety you want to build in, how risky you want to be, and how cautious and protective you want to be. And in our view, it is a need to be protective even below the level probably of 70 parts per trillion, and it only would become more of a concern if it gets higher than that.
Dr. David Savitz, chair of the PFAS Science Advisory Committee, appointed earlier this year by Governor Snyder, their report out today. Thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you for your interest.